Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 it's a new day. It's Monday, January 13th, 2019, and I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Man, what a difference a few days makes. Back on the meds, recovering. It's your boy Sammy, fresh out of a flu coma last week. Reason why we didn't record every day last week. But we're back and better than ever. Hey, I got to apologize. I gave you some bad info. I think it was Saturday's podcast on the 11th, maybe. I was talking about running the Facebook ads, and I told you I spent four grand so far in the first 3 weeks and yielded 8,000 in revenue. I lied. I was off. I was off in a good way. It was $2,200 so far invested in Facebook ads and brought in $8,000. And I'm not saying I'm a Facebook guru, but I got a Facebook guru that's running this stuff for me. Here's the deal. You got to focus on the message, you know, let other people do what they do really well. And that's get your message out there for you. And if you can't afford $2,000 in Facebook ads, then that's fine. You don't need, I just started. I mean, I haven't done Facebook ads in 3 years. I just did them in 2016 and the fall of 2016, spent about 50 grand or so, brought in at that point in time, I launched the Everyday Saturday Academy. So I ran Facebook ads for that. I paid a guy $5,000 a month just to manage them. That doesn't include the cost of them. And look, when you're running this stuff, it's the Wild West. You might spend $1,000 a month. You might spend $10,000 a month, and you don't know what you're going to get until you start working with somebody. That's the problem. Social media campaign managers, I've dealt with some really good ones. I just mean nice people. You know, I always judge relationships by trust. Just trust first. And then if you, I think anybody can get results. Obviously, there's people that do something really, really well. But most people are, if you take out, let's say the top 10% are absolute freaking rock stars, the bottom 10% you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, somewhere in that 80%, you know, you'll get people fluctuating all over the board, and it's not that big of a fluctuation. So if you can get somebody on the cheap that's in that 80% or even 60%, rock and roll with it, and then you decide, you know, how it's working. I think that's any facet of life. Wouldn't you agree? Whether you're hiring a plumber, electrician, a lawyer, you're not going to be able to afford the top 10% out of the gate. You certainly don't want the bottom 10. So go yield in that, you know, 80% or so, and you'll be cool. So I was paying a guy $5,000 a month to run ads. And then of those, so that's just a management cost. And then I was probably spending another $5,000 on advertising, ran it for about 6 months. It's probably $50,000. Brought in sales. This is just cold traffic to an Evergreen webinar at the time. And the Evergreen webinar had a sign-up page for $500 for the Everyday Saturday Academy. And that was it. And then I was always promoting coaching, so brought on a few clients. I probably brought in, spent 50, probably brought in 300, you know. But it took a while. It took a long time, you know. And so let's talk about your expectations. You know, even this campaign I just started, as I mentioned on the last podcast, I have no expectation. I fully expected to spend 10, 12, 15 grand just to get the data. Just to get the data, just to find out what's making these people click and what do the numbers look like. That's why, you know, dialing it back here about podcasting. That's why I love podcasting so much, because it's organic traffic. You're building a relationship. I know it's long term. I know you're not getting results out of the gate. Although, you know, guys like Steve, shout out to you, Steve. He sent me a message. I talked about that on Instagram, made $3,000 on a Friday night, sent me a screenshot of the first sale he ever got from a podcast, and he'd only been doing it for less than 3 months. Luke, bringing in $27,000 from his podcast in his first 30 days. So those are people that, it's definitely there, the results, but they had the message dialed in, you know? And I keep telling you this because it's very important. Without a really clear message, it doesn't matter. You could say you're wasting money. Like, you might as well just go take your wallet, find it, and get a lighter and lighter fluid and just set it on fire if you don't know what your message is. And the result, more importantly, the result that you can bring somebody. And it doesn't need to be you're saving their life kind of result. Remember, A to B. It's your target audience. You got to clearly define what's point A for them. Maybe they don't understand how to plant an apple tree, okay? And you want to go after people who want to grow apple trees, all right? So if right now they have absolutely zero knowledge of how to plant an apple tree and bring fruit from it, and their ideal state is point B, where that tree has now been planted, seeds are in the ground, it's growing, they know how to nurture it, and it's going to yield fruit, that's it. That's it. You solved the problem. What do you charge for that? Now, the pain of wanting to know how to grow an apple tree is not as large as the pain of leaving a job and having purpose to your life. So you got to charge accordingly, okay? Maybe that's a $37 ebook. Well, hey, hold on. Don't poo-poo that idea. My buddy Kelly, just sold his company, I think, for over $50 million that he just launched a couple years ago. Kelly ran a, I was promoting it back in the day, How to Repair Your Credit, and it started on ClickBank as a $37 ebook. That's it, $37 ebook. And it grew and it grew and it grew, and tens of thousands of people in his Facebook group. And he started charging $97 for the ebook. Because what did he do, guys? He went and got the data. He just started spending money on Facebook ads and other traffic. And he had the money to do it. I'm not saying he didn't. But it started with a $37 ebook. And it grew and it grew and it grew into a Larry King infomercial, the top-rated infomercial on TV, okay, relative to viewer and response. And he got bought out, and he wanted to get bought out, and he sold it for over $50 million. And I'm talking, what was the turnaround time from idea to maybe, I don't know, 3 years? Maybe, from zero to $50 million. Now, again, that's a lightning in a bottle scenario, but let me tell you what Kelly had. He had an amazing, amazing pain point. You got low credit, bad credit? Let me show you how to legally take advantage of all the Fair Isaac credit laws here in the U.S., the loopholes that will allow you to raise your credit, feel better, eliminate stress, get a mortgage, get a car, get a loan, get credit cards again, and show you how to do this whole credit thing the right way. And, oh, by the way, understand, credit's like a loaded weapon. It could be used for good and not so good. I mean, he hit on every single pain point. And when I saw the ebook, I bought it. My credit score at the time, because I owned 16 rental properties, I had 16 different mortgages in my name, and I had 40 different rentals in my name, units, you know. And I had tenants turning gas off and on, electric off and on, and it was always in and out of my name. It was really my company name, my LLC, but it always ended up somehow. Once or twice a year, I'd go to collection and didn't even know I was in collection with a gas company or electric company back in Pennsylvania until I got the letter. And then I saw it on my credit report. I'm like, son of a, this man. So I was always disputing it, and I always won. All I did was click dispute online. But then I started not winning. I'm like, well, this kind of sucks. I mean, this isn't even in my name. I had no idea. And let me tell you, the one thing you don't want to do is pay that collection. You know, and I'm not saying don't pay your bills. I'm saying once you pay that thing, you've agreed that this is yours and, you know, you own it and there's no disputing it. It's the worst thing you can do. You got to dispute it, and you don't dispute it online. You send a certified letter to the collector. So you start that whole paper trail, and there's a lot of things working in your favor once you start. Time is definitely on your side. All right. And a lot of reasons why I won't go into it now. This isn't a credit. Maybe I should do a credit repair podcast, because I took my credit one. It was at 640. And within 30, well, it took 60 days because it took 30 days to send it, like, back up to 740, you know? Just like that, went up about 100 points, and it should have gone up 100 points. It's like I was in the right, you know? But anyway, the whole point of that was Kelly put together an amazing $37 product, man. So, like I said, planting that apple tree, you know, you can start that at $27, $37. Throw it out on ClickBank, for example. ClickBank is a affiliate site. JVZoo is another affiliate site, JVZoo, where you can just put your product out there. Other people sell it for you, and they collect a commission. And they're given a unique link. Maybe it's 50%. You know, you're paying them 50% every. So what do you care? You don't have access to their audience. So If I tell you that I'm going to mail my list to promote your product or as well as put it on my podcast, and I'm telling you I want 50% of every sale, what do you care? You wouldn't have access to my list anyway. If 100% of zero is zero. Wouldn't you want 50% of something? So that's how this whole thing works. So that's why I'm always trying to get people to get really clear on what this result is and get really clear on what the pain point is and what your audience is going through. And when that pain is high, the result's going to be high in their mind. You may think, well, this isn't a big deal. I could do this in my sleep. That doesn't matter. You know, that's kind of the whole point of the thing. The stuff that you love to do that you could do in your sleep and other people would pay for, that's the Holy Grail. That's every day is Saturday. So again, you can check out my funnel, launchmymovement.com, launchmymovement.com. Go through it and you can see exactly how I'm doing this whole marketing from, and there's not, it's the worst looking landing page you've ever seen that also, by the way, happens to be my highest converting. You want to see the worst looking landing page in the history of internet marketing that converts and the highest I've ever seen in my 15 years? Launchmymovement.com. Check it out. You'll be like, no, come on. Sammy, seriously, dude, no. I'm telling you, man, it has to do with your unique intellectual property that you can share. And Mandy, I don't care if you're a homemaker living in the outskirts of Nebraska, okay? You've got something in your history that you can share with someone, whether you overcame the odds, and it doesn't need to be you ran an Olympic, okay? And you won a medal. All it has to do with you had an obstacle, and that was point A, and you jumped over it to get to point B. That's it. That's all you got to do. That's it. If it was my mom and she was still alive, the great Catherine Crowley, 9 Elm Street, Bradford, PA, I'd say, Ma, teach people how to raise 8 kids after their husband leaves them. Teach them how to cope. Teach them how to make it just to the next day. That's what I do. You know, Mom, put out an ebook. That's it. That's it. It has to something like that. All right. So don't make it complicated. Have some fun with it. All right. Anyway, go to launchmymovement.com. Check it out and go through the steps and you will be inspired. What this is all about? Inspired. All right. Everybody have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.